Hellman on CliffCentral.com.
Has it been a big week in gaming? Has it been a non-existent week in gaming? What is happening this week in gaming? Joining us now in the game zone is Alessandro Barbosa to give us the inside scoop. Alessandro, big week, bad week, good week. What's going on?
Yeah, pretty busy week by general standards, I think. How you doing, Ari?
Good, man. Good, good. You good?
Yeah, good, I'm good.
Fantastic. Let's proceed and start it off with Ratchet and Clank. This is exciting, right?
Yeah, Ratchet and Clank is a series I think anyone who ever had a PlayStation 2, even PlayStation 3, kind of holds really dear to their heart. Ratchet and Clank comes from that period of time where games were a lot more, kind of kid-centric. When you had games like Crash Bandicoot, Ratchet and Clank, you had games like Jak and Daxter, all coming from the biggest studios that Sony has kind of cultivated into their top game development studios even now. I mean, the guys behind Crash Bandicoot are making games like Uncharted now. The guys behind Ratchet and Clank, Insomniac Games, made titles like Sunset Overdrive for Xbox. They've made now a new, brand new Ratchet and Clank, and they've been behind some of the biggest franchises on both consoles for the past decade easily. So Ratchet and Clank, what it is actually a remake of the very first game that came out on PlayStation 2. It's out now on it's out soon on PlayStation 4. It released overseas this week. And basically what Insomniac did was they kind of wanted to reboot the franchise after it got a bit muddled during the PlayStation 3 era with, a few developers getting their hands dirty with the series. They just wanted to really reboot it, primarily because they have a film coming out for the game as well. So the film's coming out at the end of the month, and they thought, what better way to get people interested in Ratchet and Clank again than kind of reintroducing them to the dynamic duo's kind of first meeting. So they didn't simply take the old game and make it look better. They remade it from the ground up, and ever since, the PlayStation 2 era, where they were determined to make a video game that kind of stood on par with what Pixar does with films, Ratchet and Clank on PS4 basically achieves that now. It is a really, really good game in the series, probably one of the best ones out there at the moment, and it's at the same time probably one of the best looking games on PS4. It looks like a Pixar film that's come to life, and one that you're able to interact with and play around with in these really, really bright and colorful planets. And it has the series trademark crazy like weaponry. Like, you've got these weird weapons. One of them you can shoot at like a disco ball, so it distracts enemies because they're too busy dancing. You've got this little like sentry turret that likes to throw out 80s action lines and kind of protects you from other enemies. And it's just the kind of zany, really childlike fun that I remember a lot from the PlayStation 2 era. And I'm just so glad that so many people are happy to see it come to PS4 now. And I'm happy that it's, equally as good. It could, rekindle that love for platforming games, and hopefully more of them will come to the Xbox One, PlayStation 4 in the near future.
Yeah, definitely sounds like something to be excited about. That's a cool one, Ratchet and Clank making a comeback in a very, very big way. Okay, sometimes you want to be an overachiever and play the beta version. Is that the case for these three titles, bro? Should we be excited about the beta tests coming this weekend for Gears of War, Doom, and Mirror's Edge?
Yeah, beta testing, I think, as a term, has kind of been stretched and, torn apart by developers now, just as a sort of marketing gimmick. We used to have demos back in the day, but now every game, especially games with multiplayer components, it's kind of rare for them not to have some sort of closed or open multiplayer beta before the game comes out, which it's cool for people like us to, kind of get some hands-on with the game before we have to kind of throw any money down for it. And it gives developers the chance to test the environment out, so that when it does come to launch day, there aren't any real problems with their online space. So there's actually three betas happening this weekend, which is really kind of rare. I don't think I've ever seen a weekend with that many betas at once. First up, we've got Doom, which just came out of a closed beta 2 weeks ago. You basically have two maps open for the online multiplayer and two game modes. And this time, it's not closed. It's completely open to everyone. So if you're on Xbox One or PlayStation 4, you can log on to the Xbox Store and PSN respectively. Look for Doom Beta. Just download it. You have the whole weekend to play. The same goes for PC. You can grab it from Steam, and you've got, there's going to be a lot of people online because a lot of people have been clamoring to try and get some hands on Time with Doom before it comes out next month. And yeah, I mean, I played a bit of the closed beta. It was really fun. I really like that arena shooters are making a comeback and Doom as a franchise is making a comeback. So I really hope a lot of people kind of get hands on time with it and kind of give its software a lot of information to work with to make the launch go smooth. The other two betas are a little less accommodating. So firstly, we've got Gears of War 4, which got a release date last week. It's coming in October to Xbox One, and they are kicking off their multiplayer beta on Monday. On Monday, though, only people who purchased Gears of War Ultimate Edition last year, which was the remake of the very first Gears of War for Xbox One, they'll be getting an exclusive week and a bit access to the beta. So if you play the game on PC or Xbox One, you should be getting a code soon so that you can play hop into the beta on Xbox One. And then later this month, Microsoft will be opening up the beta to kind of everyone on Xbox Live. Also, it's just like two or three maps that you'll be able to play, and there's just standard team deathmatch and a mode called Dodgeball, which is like team deathmatch but with a few like modified rules. Mirror's Edge is the weirdest one because Mirror's Edge inherently is a single player game, and to have a like multiplayer beta for a game that you're playing alone is probably the strangest thing I've seen in a while. So if you're not sure what Mirror's Edge is, it is a parkour-infused platformer where you are basically this runner in this really futuristic city, and you're playing from a first-person perspective, and you're doing these really, really cool, intricate parkour moves in this open world and really, really skyscraper-friendly city. So the game is a crack at a sequel by DICE and EA. The very first Mirror's Edge came out actually a few years ago and wasn't so well received, but a lot of people really, like really dedicated fans, followed it for a while and kind of forced a sequel to come out. So the game is going into beta on Monday. The only way you could have got into that was by applying earlier this year. The applications closed, I think, in like February. So if you did apply, you should be getting a code sometime this weekend, and you'll get access to a few of the game's early story missions, some of the side missions, because it is an open world game now, and then an early look at some of the social features the game will have, because even though it's mostly a single player game, it's going to connect players in a way that you guys will be able to set time trial runs on your best free running segments and kind of challenge each other in that kind of way. So I'm very excited to try Mirror's Edge. There was a lot of footage that was released for the game this week. So yeah, that like take your pick. You've got three games to kind of try out before they release fairly soon.
Yeah, man, it's a good weekend if you want to get the inside fast track on a couple of big titles that are going to be coming out. Let's end it off with Resting Glitch Face, a very experimental thing going down in Johannesburg tomorrow night. What is the vibe?
Yeah, so Resting Glitch Face is really cool. There's been a thing in Cape Town for a while now called Super Friendship Arcade, and what they've been kind of doing is kind of going to bars and really trendy places around Cape Town and setting up these really experimental games and trying to get a lot of people, gamers and non-gamers alike, to just kind of interact with these games and play around with them and just, you know, kind of make this subculture of gaming within, you know, public space. And they've garnered a lot of success in Cape Town. Super Friendship Arcade also had a few stints here in Joburg last year. And Resting Glitch Face is basically that just for, you know, Joburg exclusively. So it's being run by a lot of graduates from WITS and a lot of people who are really heavily involved in local game development here. It's taking place in Linden, Johannesburg, and it's basically the same type of vibe. There's going to be a lot of locally developed games there, a lot of multiplayer focused games, and then a lot of experimental games from overseas, especially from places like Berlin and Germany and the Netherlands. So it's a really cool environment. I've been to a lot of these types of parties, and you meet some really cool people there. You have some drinks, and you play these, you know, games that you wouldn't even find on traditional consoles. They really are experimental in the sense that they are types of experiences that show what gaming can do and how gaming can kind of bring people together You know, people who don't even inherently go home and pick up a controller, just people who kind of want, you know, short bursts of fun with really interesting and weird titles. So if you're in Joburg, if you know you're around the Linden area, or if this sounds at all interesting, you really need to go check it out tomorrow night. It starts at like 6 o'clock in the evening. And if you want more information, you can just Google Resting Glitchface, or they have a website up. I think it's glitchface.co.za. But yeah, definitely pull through if you can.
Yeah, I dig it. It's a different way to consume games. It's about a community. Sounds like it's going to be a jewel.
Yeah. It's definitely about the community. And, you know, with it being the first one, I really think it can go far and become, you know, a more frequent thing, maybe even monthly. So I'm definitely going to be there, and I hope to see a lot of other people there.
Power, that's going to be dope. All right, Caption Barbosa will be in action at Resting Glitchface, but he's also in action 24/7 over at twitter.com as @CaptionBarbosa. Alessandro, thank you so much for hanging out.
Cool, man. Ari, I'll check you guys next week.
Kelman on CliffCentral.com.